one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
All they asked for last year was a fucking name for their fucking band. This year, we're going to give it to them. You're listening to a band that has no name. If you can give them one, you can win cash for the holidays. Your winning hot new band name brings you cold, hard cash. $400 to be exact. The Name the Band contest wants your wild, weird, and wonderful band names for these guys.
Mike, Jay, Scott,
Josh, and go around the room and tell me what you think is a good thing.
Let's call ourselves Fat and Bald.
Check out the official rules and entry form at LBRocks.com or GrassHopperTalk.com and enter as many names as you'd like by December 17th. The winning name will be revealed on December 20th live on your favorite LBRocks Net radio station during the Sounded By show at 8 p.m. The Name the Band contest is sponsored by GrassHopperTalk.com and LBRocks Radio. Employees and affiliates of GrassHopperTalk, LBRocks Media Productions, and the Sounded By show are not eligible to enter blah, blah, blah.
I still think Nasty Scratch was pretty good.
Warning. Warning. Spank Wagon Radio is now on the air.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Oh, shit.
And with that warning, we're live
on the air.
The internet.
Assuming, of course, you're on a wireless connection.
Yeah, hey, then there were the only way we could be live on over the airwaves is if you're on Wi-Fi or Max-Fi.
Broadcasting to you live on 802.11b.
Or G.
Or G, yes.
Or G, don't, or G, Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, and you know what that means.
That means it is time now for Spank Wagon Radio.
And with all that excitement over now for the rest of the show.
Okay, the rest of the show shall now commence.
What we're doing tonight, actually, since it is Black Friday...
Right, it is Black Friday.
And we feel bad for every single one of you who have to work in anything closely resembling retail.
Mm-hmm.
And we really do feel the sympathy for you. What we're doing this week is a music show, because you really don't want to listen to us after a whole day of listening to, well, you know, mall music and asshole people and things of that nature. So what we're doing tonight, Claude and I have put together a list of cover songs. Now, these cover songs... are going to be the stuff that you've heard from us before, stuff you have not heard from us before. We hope you actually enjoy it. And, of course, we're going to be interjecting ourselves.
Of course.
Whether you like it or not, during the music and sometimes before and after the music, whenever we really feel like it.
Of course, of course.
If you want to go ahead, though, and hang out in our chat room, please head over to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat link, and I'm wondering why Claude isn't picking up the cues here. Are you okay, dude?
I'm doing just fine.
Okay, just go head over to...
Spank Wagon Radio, only available at spankwagon.net. See, I was actually being nice. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Oh.
Didn't want to talk over you. So I'm like, oh, well, he has a spiel.
This is new.
You were like on a roll. I'm like, I don't want to interrupt
this
that.
This is nice. By the way, the chat room's back going, what the fuck do you mean a music show? Yes, I mean, this is a music show.
Music show.
This is a good music show. It's going to be cover music, Spank Wagon style. Oh, he wants to hear inane chatter. He's a three-year-old. He gets all sorts of inane chatter.
You want to hear inane chatter.
Cock! Okay, there you go. We've hit the lowest common denominator just for smack.
Not yet.
Not yet?
And we will get to that.
We'll get to that a little later?
Yes, I have Fair a enough. Video clip to show you right there.
Oh, not another 5 gallons of spank.
I believe not only can we outdo Meat Donut.
Meat Donut. Oh, Meat Donut. Ooh.
I believe I can outdo Goatsy.
Oh, that's just wrong.
Yes.
I'm going to puke, aren't I?
I don't know.
Anyhow. So
you're going to deny it. You're going to be like, that can't be real.
You know, I probably will if it's any good. By the way, like we said, this is a music show, so we're going to be playing some tunes. And we'll still be doing the Mad Props. We'll still be doing the Dead Celebrity of the Week.
And even that has its own cover music.
Yeah, that even has its own cover music for today. So anyhow, what we're going to do...
We're going to go ahead. We're going to...
Shall I start it?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and pick a song. And do you want to give like a little intro to your song while you like
well,
it?
Well, actually, let's just do... oh, boy. We got one that here that we both can cover. Why don't we start off with the one we both have a cover of?
Yeah, I guess we
do
can.
You want to do
that.
You want to okay, this is a this actually has been in like some charts. It's impressive.
It has. And I have an even worse cover of this song too.
A worse cover, right on.
Yeah, and in all honesty, dude, this is a very repetitive song. I figure we'll probably cut out like halfway in between.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
by
and
the
then
way,
I'll do the worst cover.
Yeah, we'll do the worst cover of it ever, but right now we're going to do a pretty decent cover of a fairly repetitive song. By the way, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio only at
SpankWagon.net.
And while we're playing the song, get your asses into the cam and chat link. You can talk with us and, you know, have a little fun. All right.
Sure.
We'll be back.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Lamb, black Betty, Lamb, 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 Lam
Okay, so that was a cover of Black Betty by a group called Spider-Bait. You had a comment about that.
Yeah, I saw the video for it, and it's this dude with this, like, big Ryan Dunn kind of shit-kicker beard.
Okay.
And he's like, drag racing his drum set against a Dodge Charger.
Okay. Who won?
I don't remember, dude. The video is just like...
You're right, though. It is a super repetitive song.
It's very repetitive.
I mean, super fucking repetitive.
I have another cover of this song, too. Let's go ahead. Let's get to that. It's, in my opinion, equally as bad. This is Tom Jones doing Black Betty.
Tom Jones doing Black Betty? What?
Tom Jones has done a cover of damn near every song out there, it seems, man.
All right, well, let's cue up the Tom Jones.
All right, let's hear. This is Tom Jones.
Tom Jones doing Black Betty.
I just found this tonight, folks, so here. Here's Tom Jones.
Wait a minute! Did you just say TJ?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, now she's from Birmingham.
Yeah. That's TJ.
Let's just listen. It's like Tom Jones is massaging his prostate. Oh.
No matter what song he does, dude, he always has to throw in fucking moans and shit. Oh. Can you imagine fucking Tom Jones in church? Glory! Hallelujah!
No, I don't. Well, not like that. I don't. Yeah. Hey, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Only available at spankwagon.net, and we'll be back.
No. Tonight we're doing one of our show of music, or music of shows, or whatever we call these things.
Yes.
On Black Friday 2004, as opposed to Plaid Thursday, as someone in the chat room mentioned.
Uh-huh.
By the way, I think it's all fair. We have to point out something from the chat room. Smack was bitching earlier because we were doing a music show. Now he's bitching because we started talking during the music. I guess you just can't make some people happy.
You cannot be having it both ways.
Yeah, really, man. So let's see. You got Tom and his Jones with Black Betty. What else do I got lined up?
I don't
here?
Know. What do you want to see?
You know what? I want to... You know,
by the way, I can't stand that fucking song, Black Betty, dude. Black Betty is like a
well,
kind of...
How come the Tom Jones one had more lyrics?
I think he's fucking making shit up.
Okay.
That's my opinion, dude. For the record, I can't stand Black Betty. Black Betty is like a commercial song.
Black Betty dude, was a song in the 70s, man.
I'm
like,
telling you right now,
Black
Betty is
lyrics.
A song just intended for commercials, man.
Yeah, I can see that.
You can't fucking rock out to that song, dude.
Not continuously, no.
And what the hell else did Ram Jam sing other than that?
I don't know. What else could they sell off to make a commercial with, huh?
It's white trash. It's filler music, dude. It's kind of song you're like, hey, Black Betty, bam, bam, ho, Black Betty, bam, bam, bam. And that's all you can take.
Yeah, that's all you can take.
Because that's as long as the clip will be for whatever mullet hell compilation CD you're going to buy off of, like, late night TV will be.
Buy now, you too, kid, buy. Mullet hell, mullet hell, mullet hell. Just listen to these covers of great mullet songs.
Whoa, Black Betty, bam, bam, whoa, Black Betty.
Click.
Yeah, I know. And all of a sudden, up next, we've got, you know, typical fucking, what's that guy? You always have to have George Thorogood.
Yeah, I always have to have
either
George Thorogood.
Either Bad to the Bone or Who Do You Love. And for some reason, one of the songs I can't, one of the worst songs of all time I can't stand, the fucking, Georgia Satellites.
Mm.
I got a little change in my pocket going ding-a-ling-a-ling.
That ain't change, dude.
I hate that fucking song, too, man.
All right, I think we're going to switch it up a little bit. Why don't we go ahead and play one of our favorites, something that everybody's heard on here before.
Sure.
I think people will actually enjoy it. If you don't, fuck you. You're listening to our show. You're listening to...
Spankwagon Radio, only available at spankwagon.net. The end of the internet.
Which end?
Good.
what one was that again?
Yes, in the chat room we are discussing Bukkake.
Oh, no.
I don't
know
why.
We're not even going to play the song today. It's because I don't have a cover of the song.
No, we don't have. We could probably put a band together, man.
Oh, yeah, in just enough time to do the wagon, right?
That's right. Yeah. Dude. Next time we'll do like a cover of Bukkake. We can combine them. We can like make. I want to take you cover. To the Bukkake bar.
A cover of Bukkake. Think about that.
That's right.
A cover of Bukkake.
A cover of Bukkake.
Think about that.
That's right, dude.
Okay. All right. Well, actually, what we just listened to is Head Like a Hole, a Nine Inch Nails song, and the cover of that one was actually done by
Devo.
So Akari was right in the chat room by guessing that one.
That is correct.
Very well done, actually.
Very well done.
Maybe that's what we'll do. We'll just play the songs and let you figure out who's the one that actually covered them. By the way, just so you know, you are listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
Only at
Spankwagon.net.
And if you want to join us live in the chat room or check out the cam, which right now is Stan the Shitman. It's going to be him most evening or whatever other picture
we
have.
We're going to flip around.
Yeah,
stuff.
We'll flip around. You can join us. Go to Spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link. Join us for the music show tonight, Black Friday 2004.
Indeed. Now, just to kind of let you you guys know, this isn't going to be just obscure shit you've never heard or will never want to hear again.
Are you sure? Because I mean, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna kind of mix it up for you guys. To kind of let you guys know, tonight's covers were specifically, we can't have a band doing a new cover of their song. Okay.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean I can't do fucking Walk This Way with Run DMC. That's not a cover to me. Nor if somebody else got like. Back together and sung their song in a different way, like when Eric Clapton sang Layla on MTV Unplugged.
Right, I understand. Well, that's really not a clever cover.
Right,
that's their own performance. By the way, Run DMC technically didn't cover Walk This Way as so much as they remixed it.
Right, so, and remix and also sampling.
Yeah, if we wanted to do remix and sampling, you know, we'd have one of those shows, and maybe we will down the road.
Maybe, and like I said. Remixing and especially sampling was completely out, so don't expect fucking.
Well,
I'll be missing
one
you tonight.
Slips in or two slips in, but yes.
But yeah, but anyhow, I'm gonna basically kind of really get you guys in the mood of what we mean by
a cover song.
Cover songs. This is a very popular cover song that a lot of people didn't realize was a cover song due to its immense popularity, and I'm sure you guys are gonna scream when you hear it.
Yeah, so go ahead and make sure you're tuned in and enjoy this cover. Remember in the chat room if you want to play our stupid ass game of the day. Tell us who's singing the cover.
That's right.
Really no points. There's no prizes, so there's no point.
Right. And the next song right here is more to torture you than to stump you. So
yeah.
Let's go ahead and let's get to it now. Coming in next. Thank you.
You know, the funny thing about that was the simple fact that Akari did not know.
Did not know.
Now, I don't know how old is Akari. Because, I mean, I'm not that old, and
Akari's
of course...
old enough.
Yeah, I hope he's old enough to understand. Tiffany, the greatest of the mall queens.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and we mean that as in the 80s. I don't know. I don't know how old some of our listeners are. Some of them should be old enough
late
to know
80s,
this.
Late 80s, early 90s mall queen type stuff. You know, back in the days.
Mid-80s to late 80s. I don't think the mall queen thing act. What are you doing?
Trying to get a piece of candy.
Ow! But does anybody know in the original? Can because they've guessed the Tiffany.
From the 60s. That originally was sung by Tommy James and the Shondells.
So it's a relatively old song.
It goes like, dun, 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 think we're alone now. And then, like, when he paused, doesn't seem to be anyone around. And then
God, he was more valley than...
Right, and then it pauses, and it goes, dun, 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 like a heartbeat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they have crickets in the background.
God, Jesus. It's supposed to be some sort of drive-in type thing. Hmm?
It's pretty good, actually. I liked it, but, you know.
So, oh, by the way, he's going to be 25 on Sunday, Akari is, so...
Ah, yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Akari.
I'm going to sneeze.
Yeah, Akari's old enough to know Tiffany.
Okay, yeah, definitely is, and you should be ashamed of yourself by not knowing who that was. I think it's someone named Tiffany. I think it is. I know it is. I am such a smart listener.
I would have fucking killed you if you said Debbie Gibson.
Oh, really?
That would have deserved massive punishment.
Well, let me just go into mine, actually. This is something I stole from the studio files. I found it in the studio system.
Okay.
And I don't even know what it is, but I know it's People Are Strange, and I know who it's by, so maybe if it doesn't suck too bad, we'll play it all the way through and maybe have people try to figure out who
okay.
it is. But of course, as we know, People Are Strange is a Doors hit, covered several times over, actually.
By many people.
Exactly. Well, hence several asshat. All right, so what we're going to do is we'll play this one, and we'll be back. You're listening to...
Spank Wagon Radio, only available at spankwagon.net. Call now.
What are they going to call? The deadline. We ain't answering shit.
Call now to be put on hold. 1-866-LV-ROCKS or local 338-8120.
Call now to be ignored. We'll treat you like a telemarketer.
Woo! Spank Wagon Radio.
Strange. No one remembers your name when you
All right, so you know what that was from. Does anybody in the chat room have any guesses?
I knew what that was from as soon as I heard it.
Yeah, you did. You were like, oh, is that the one I think it is? And I'm like, I don't know. And you're like yeah, it is. I have no clue. I've never heard it before.
You never heard that before?
Never heard that before.
Classic 80s film called The Lost Boys.
Well, I know what... Yes, I know about the classic 80s film called The Lost Boys. I've seen it even.
You've seen it? You don't remember that?
Don't remember that. Dude, I saw it a long time ago. You know, it's one of those things. I mean, look at how much I pay attention to you. You actually expect me to pay attention to a movie?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, okay. So who sung that? I think it was the Me First and the Gimme Gimmies. Right? Or no, excuse me. God, I was way off on that one. I was echoing the Bunnymen. Right kind of era, or you know, but just totally wrong.
No, really, really great kind of 80s. Not necessarily... Somewhere between goth and new wave, where it was like dark and like, this sucks, man. Let's just go smoke a cigarette.
By the way, Akari goes, oh, the Doors sung it. Well, that's the original. Let's see, this is a cover.
Right. That's the point of the show. We're doing
cover
songs.
As a matter of fact, why don't we give them the one cover song everybody went ape shit for that one time?
Which one? Because I have a bunch of different ones right here.
Well, maybe we'll do that. I don't want to give it away.
I know you don't want to give it away. But, you know, I do have another 80s cover song here, which is actually, in my opinion, a great improvement. Let's see. Oh, wait. Trench is writing something cryptic. Very cryptic. You want that one right there?
Yeah, let's play that one right now.
Okay, let's go ahead. And then
you can play whatever you want right after.
Because Trench believes you requested it.
Yeah, it's denial, folks. I believe everything, almost.
All right. Are you ready to get psyched? That's very interesting.
I like it. I mean, that makes me laugh every single time. Hell, you need to get into it because you started pounding the desk.
Well, everybody likes SpongeBob, so much so, in fact, that...
The movie did really well.
Burger King has experienced a rash of SpongeBob
Yes, I've heard of this. They're big inflatable...
They're giant, not giant, but they're like 6 foot by nine, 6 foot wide by 9 foot tall SpongeBob...
Inflatable things.
You know, when they have like those cards that...
Yeah, the big monkeys sales. And car lots and shit like
right.
that.
Right, and they've been putting these on like the top of Burger King. And out front.
And people have been stealing
them.
They've
been stealing them a lot. In fact, in Wisconsin, where one of them was stolen, they left a ransom note demanding 10 Krabby Cakes and a milkshake. I'm not making that up.
I read about that. By the way, for the guys who did the SpongeBob intro theme cover, it's Joe Blow and the Turd Hurdlers.
That's a great fucking name.
That's There's no way anyone got it, but I wanted to play it anyway. Now, you had an 80s song.
Yeah.
Another, because I don't know what it is, but 80s songs cover very well. I mean, there's a lot of them right now. As a matter of fact, if anybody listens to any of the syndicates or even from the mother station here, there's another show that comes from LV Rocks called NPR, No Particular Order. And it's a top 20 show done in no particular order. One of the complaints the host has is how many covers there seems to be. Several covers. You know, that there seems to be out there. Some of which he loves, some of which he likes, and some of which he won't play ever. He will always do what he calls a pitch hit. In other
right.
words, replacing that song for something else that he thinks has more potential. So, yeah, the covers, I mean, the 80s songs have been covered halfway to the hell and back, and they're keep going.
Right, but this is a great example right here of one that just simply wasn't done in somebody's garage. I believe they actually improved the song.
Improved the song?
Yes.
What's the name of the song?
Well, I'm going to let you guys guess.
Well, we need to know what the song is. We can guess who sung it later.
Okay, it's Cruel Summer.
Okay, Cruel Summer.
Originally sung by Bananarama, but I think that this fucking group, this is like their best work, actually.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and play this guy.
Go on, hit it up. Hey, by the way, you're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio, only available at spankwagon.net. Tune in and listen. I almost had something and I almost let it slip, but I had to do a shitty recovery. Anyhow, here we go. Thank you.
That wasn't all that bad.
You like that, did you?
Yeah. Okay, now anybody in the chat room there wants to figure out who that was that sang Cruel Summer, the cover, of course, not
the
original.
Yeah, that's a cover. Be prepared to actually be shocked.
Well, we'll give you guys a couple more seconds here. Granted, with the delay, it means zero time, but hey, it's all, you know, you could have guessed it during the song. That's not that difficult. And we'll give you okay time's up. Who is it that sung that? Because that was a really good. I mean, I really enjoyed that particular song.
It was very good, wasn't it?
Yeah, I really enjoyed that particular cover.
Of course, it's actually Ace of Base.
Damn.
The people that brought you fucking Don't Turn Around and All That She Wants. That's Ace of Base, man.
So wow, that's. That's impressive. Ace
Very
of Base
impressive.
Doing that.
It's like when they later on evolved mm-hmm. in the late 90s when they had like Beautiful Life and the other stuff. I think it's off the album Flowers. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But that's a cover they did pretty good.
Very cool. Hey, you are listening to
the greatest internet radio show ever, Spank Wagon Radio.
And you can find our website only at
spankwagon.net. That's on the World Wide Web, signified by the www in front.
Ooh. All right, so what we're doing tonight, folks, anybody who's tuning in, we're not doing a normal show, you know, no witty pratter, sorry, smack. What we are doing, though, is we are doing a music show.
I've never heard the word pratter before.
Wow. Really?
Really?
Oh,
I'll be damned.
That's actually interesting.
Wow, we're educational.
Yeah, Ikari Works says, Spankwagon, they discuss porn and meat donuts. Anywho. My song coming up next is, it's a staple. We've played it here before. It's been on the wagon before. We like it. I like it. You know, it's one of those songs.
Like it.
I like it. Listening from Guam, right on.
Right on.
Guam.
Cool.
Very cool. It's like our 51st state, isn't it? If you want to, it is Walk Like an Egyptian. We all know the Bangles did the original.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good cover. I like this cover. Much more upbeat than what we've been listening to. And don't worry, iMac Addict. It won't blow your speakers. Put on some headphones. Guaranteed it won't blow your speakers.
Ba-dum-bum.
Thank you. So anyhow, let's cue that up.
Otherwise, if you have a home stereo, plug it in and crank it up! I had a flashback, man, you know.
Yeah, okay, right on. Anywho.
Let's go ahead, let's hear this song. I'm interested.
This ain't Tom Jones.
I was trying to do my Tom Jones.
Do more Tom Jones. All right.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Anyhow.
So that was, yeah, that was Walk Like an Egyptian. But, yeah, actually, I like it. I mean, I really like it, the up-temponess. And I mean, to me, that just sounds like a really, it's a really good cover in my opinion. Punk cover is at that. So anybody who may know who that is, spit it out now, folks. So. Okay, time's up. That was actually almost close with Akari and his guests of a college rock band. It was MXPX, you know, the ones who don't like to do real radio because, you know, it was this big sellout factor for them. So MXPX doing Walk Like an Egyptian. By the way, kind of pointing some things out here. We got someone new in the room. We want to say thank you for listening in. Thank you for tuning in to Spankwagon Radio. And by the way, iMac Addict, you have the original speakers? Dude, hook up the other ones. Damn, dude.
The original speakers.
I remember those on when we used to do the broadcast off of your iMac ages ago.
No. The original iMac had little rubber cone speakers.
Rubber cone?
They're completely different. The second generation iMac that I have uses Harman Kardon ones.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they went from really crappy to really decent.
Really good, actually.
And yours had a second gen then, and they were crackly though.
Yeah, and that's because I had a hard drive right there, and when you were at my apartment, my iMac was on the other side of a power conduit to two air conditioning units.
Ah, so
that's
you,
why.
You couldn't win at all.
No.
All right. By the way, you're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio. So that's pretty good. You said it was a college band?
He said it was a college band, so we'll give him a point for that, technically.
So who was it?
MXPX.
MXPX. Well, I think I can raise you, see your college band with another cover.
Okay.
From the 80s.
Another 80s cover.
Yeah, we'll go ahead. We'll break the cycle possibly after this one or the next song after. But here, let me go ahead. Let me really get your nostalgic gonads pumping. Here we go.
Okay. By the way, what song is it? Never mind.
Dancing with Myself.
Okay, that was really cool.
You like that?
That was a really cool cover.
Guess who it was.
Okay, actually, I haven't even looked yet, so let me try to guess this one. It was punk, obviously, but it was newer because it sounded much cleaner. So I'm going to say like either like a Green Day or a Blink 182 or something like that.
Got it on the second guess.
Blink 182?
Blink 182.
Woo! Yeah!
My fucking ears.
Yeah, now you know
Ow!
How I feel. Now you know how I feel.
I would never do that to you.
Yeah, you would, actually. It's well documented in the archive. Yeah.
Speaking of documented in the archive, me making Trench Deaf, why don't you check in to the archive and take a look around. Spankwagon.net. Most all of our shows right there that we've ever done are up on the archive.
Most of the last, what, 3 or 4 years?
Yeah.
By the way, we're just sitting there hanging out in the chat room because, I mean, we're just listening to music, so there's much more to do. We're actually learning that we're listened to by the ambassador to Guam.
I think that's really cool, man.
That's... Yeah, what? I present to you the keys to Spankwagon. Lock up when you leave.
Ta-ta!
Thank you. We're here all week. Oh, let me just cue up what I have left, because that fell flatter than I expected.
Really?
You're no good. So much for comedy pratfalling.
Well, you
know, hey, you know what? Just for that, we're going to punish you.
You can do a pratfall on the radio.
I can do a pratfall on the radio. Totally easy to do. We got a webcam. We can do a pratfall. You just have to sit there for 20 seconds.
Okay, pretend that he lost his balance and then just simply lay down on the floor. And you'll see how funny that was, folks.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, you gotta fake it sometimes. All right. Anyhow,
mustache.
Torture time.
Oh God.
Fighting fire with fire.
Watch out! You might get what you have. Cool babies, strange but not a stranger. I'm an ordinary guy.
Hold tight. Wait till the party's over.
Hold tight.
We're in for
disgusting.
I know. Okay. The magic of radio. No one knows what the fuck is going on. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to
Spank Wagon Radio. Now, Akari guessed Gwen Stefani. You're absolutely incorrect.
Actually, everybody should have gotten Tom Jones. We talked about this earlier in the show.
He covers everything.
He covers everything. So here's Burning Down the House. You know,
but let me just go ahead and give it to you guys. That was actually the Cardigans he did that with.
Mm-hmm. So
the people that sang the infamous song "Love Fool."
There you go. So that was that one. Nice guess, not a bad guess. I mean, I could see where you came up with that, Akari, to a degree.
But he
claims he didn't start listening to the radio or anything
still
like that.
Still scratching my head why he claims that Gwen Stefani was ska once upon a time.
No Doubt was considered a ska band before they went
big. What would you consider them
before
now?
Before No Doubt, now pop, pure and simple.
Think so?
Pop, yes.
I still think that. I seriously think that fucking, you know, No Doubt could have been huge if they had just stopped singing about Gwen and Tony breaking up.
Well, they were huge, and they did, but...
Dude, her music, her songs depress me. I'm so tired of hearing Gwen Stefani just go, "Yeah, I miss you, Tony Canal," and whatever song.
Whatever.
You know, Don't Speak was fucking fantastic, but, you know...
Oh, come on, right. Just a Girl was an awesome song. When that came out in 95, that was an awesome fucking song.
Okay.
Not all of their songs are about their little relationship.
Understandable, but they kept fucking blasting that shit out.
Well, don't blame No Doubt. Blame the fucking radio stations that do that.
But by the way, Tragic Kingdom was chock full of a lot better songs than just a Girl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I thought Sunday Morning and You Can Do It were fantastic.
Yeah. By the way, we're getting told that I think you can get arrested for playing Tom Jones music. Great, we're fucked. Hey, well, anyhow, we got to pay the bills, so let's pay the bills real quick.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs.
Yeah, if you want to host,
up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month.
Even if you're
no
poor.
No contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com.
That's great.
Or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Damn straight.
Now, you were saying, what was it?
Yes, Hammurabi.
Hammurabi, thank you.
Hammurabi in Mesopotamia had the first written code known to man, and is actually the basis of written history. A lot of people actually believe that the monks in Ireland were the safeguarders of natural history in the world, the modern age, because they were isolated from the Romans who destroyed everything in their path. That's not true. Everything known to man was stored on Vegas Hosting's web servers. That just goes to show you how well... of a service provider they are.
In a land before electricity.
There was Vegas Hosting.
There you go. Let's play the
Vegas
other.
Hosting.
Hey, I got to play the other. Hey, shut up.
Used to host the Dead Sea Scrolls.
All
right, get to the
All
other.
They asked for last year was a f***ing for their f***ing band. This year, we're going to give it to them. You're listening to a band that has no name. If you can give them one, you can win cash for the holidays. Your winning hot new band name brings you cold, hard cash. $400 to be exact. The Name the Band contest wants your wild, weird, and wonderful band names for these guys.
Mike, Jay, Scott,
Josh, yeah. Go around the room and tell me what you think of this good thing.
Let's call ourselves Fat and Bald.
Oh, that's
table,
not good.
Dude.
That's not good.
That's right.
That's it.
That's the bad.
No.
The Wesley Wagon.
These are too complicated. We need something simple.
Okay, Matatunka.
About 2,000 plushies.
I think we really need some help.
Give me
Check out the official rules and entry form at LBRocks.com or GrassHopperTalent.com and enter as many names as you'd like by December 17th. The winning name will be revealed on December 20th live on your favorite LBRocks Net radio station during the Sounded By show at 8 p.m. The Name the Band contest is sponsored by GrassHopperTalent.com and LBRocks Radio. Employees and affiliates of GrassHopperTalent, LBRocks Media Productions, and the Sounded By show are not eligible to enter. Blah, blah, blah.
I still think Nasty Scratch was pretty good.
Yeah, feel free to enter that contest, seeing as how you can't even guess real names, folks.
Yeah, really. I mean,
you can try making up one.
Yeah, is that that
you suck at
chick?
This game?
Yeah, okay. But see, they get to create the name. You're guaranteed to fucking win.
Yeah.
Well, no, you're not guaranteed to fucking win. They still got to pick it. So hey, no, actually, yeah, just check it out. It's LVRocks.com.
Yeah, so LVRocks.com. You can go ahead. You can name a band. You can set some young strapping lads on a musical career based upon
your name,
quantity.
Ooh. All right. I think it's now time. And we got to do this, you said, in a cover version?
Yeah, everything has to be covered.
Everything
all
has
the
to
way.
Be covered all the way. So why don't we get ready for Dead Celebrities of
the Week. Mm-hmm.
All right, this week's dead celebrity. Well, since we're doing covers that are not the real thing, we're not going to be able to bring you guys a real death this week either. But we came damn close. Cheers star Shelley Long is in the hospital right now over a apparent suicide bid.
Damn.
That's right. She took a overdose of painkillers. She's 55 years old. She played, of course, the ditzy actress Diane Chamber. I don't think she was ditzy, but anyway.
I think she was snooty and slightly
right.
ditzy.
I'll go with that. Diane Chambers in the classic television sitcom Cheers. She was taken to UCLA Medical Center in L.A. after the heartbreaking incident. No big loss. Did you see fucking Hello Again? Anyhow.
No wonder she's depressed. She's like you.
God. Long had been extremely depressed in recent months, was barely eating, and often spent long periods of time in bed, said friends, speculating that she tried to kill herself. It's very sad to see.
Speculating means they had to figure that one out.
I know. Like what? She thought it was like, what, a salt cellar? Anyhow, it was very sad to see this woman who's only 55 years old looking like she's turning 90. Ah! Jesus, age must have caught up with her quickly. Another friend said for 18 months she's been getting more and more depressed. It's like seeing someone fall off a cliff, and I'm so glad that you, as her friends, tried to intervene, by the way. She told her good friends, quote, she did not feel she had anything to live for. And apparently this incident took place November 16th. Last Tuesday she was discharged from the hospital. And her mother, in a brief incident with the New York Post, said that, she had indeed been discharged.
By the way, can we stop right there for a second? Scroll up a little bit. Just scroll up a little bit. And you'll notice now this site where we're reading this from had targeted ads by Google. Scroll down. Stop. Now, I love the ads, because while you were reading the dead celeb, I was reading the ads.
No, I did not even see
the
those ads.
I love this. So this is targeted adding. So what it does is it catch on to the phrases and keywords within
an
article.
And
the one on the left-hand side says, what happens when Christians die by suicide? Helpful video, DVD, books, and more.
Oh, this is great, dude.
So if you're a Christian, you want to know what happens when you kill yourself, please go get their books, their DVDs, and you can learn how to kill yourself like an effective Christian.
All right, well, you know what?
Clicking the link. Where are we
let's
going?
Let's help CNN pay the bills here.
Yeah, let's see. Where is this going?
Let's see. A faith-based perspective on suicide.
Fierce goodbye.
Living in the Shadows.
.com.
A documentary airing originally on the Hallmark Channel. Watch here for new broadcast times. Oh, great. This is a weekly series about people who committed suicide and the devastation that's occurred. Oh, wow. This is going to be great, dude. It's hosted by Judy Collins. Who the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Judy Collins. All right, well, let's see.
There's a bio.
Judy Collins. Legendary folk singer Judy Collins? She's a folk singer?
I wonder if we have any covers. Anywho.
Whatever. This is already boring. Oh, Judy's perhaps best known for her clear a cappella renditions of Amazing Grace. What irony.
Hey, wait. Click that again.
This woman sings our theme song for dead celebrities. I am going to have to get a copy of this.
That's funny. By the way, you're listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
Only at
Spankwagon.net. And guess what? We're all alive here.
Anywho.
Yeah,
why don't we go ahead and... What's the next thing you have for us?
I'm just going through that one Shelley Long story. Doesn't appear to be much anything.
So there's your almost dead celebrity
cover of the week.
Thank you, Jesus Christ.
Okay, so let's see. You did a song last?
I don't know. I think I did.
Want
yes,
to sing.
I did that. Tom Jones and
yes.
Burning Down
you
the House.
Tom
You're
Jones
next.
Doing Burning Down the House.
You're next.
Which I must say was a very interesting song. Now, I don't know. I have a lot of different kind of songs here. Some of them are good. Some of them really suck. Let's see. It's more of a recent pop. A lot of people didn't even realize it's a cover.
God, that is so sad when people... Now, most of these covers that we've been playing, they're from, like, the 80s. What else do we have for 80s covers?
Well, I can even go back a little further than the 80s right here. I mean, this is a very popular song right there that a lot of people really dug.
People got that song off of the Pulp Fiction soundtrack.
That's correct.
Not this version. Is it this version?
This is the cover. This
okay.
Is the
but
soundtrack.
This is not the one on the Pulp Fiction soundtrack,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is the one.
Yes, it
oh,
is.
Oh, I just blew that one.
Thanks.
No problem. Anytime. I mean, like, it's real points. Yeah, I did kind of screw that one up, didn't I? Oh, well, no one actually guessed it. Everybody's talking about the Christian suicide shit.
Well, you got that.
And ODing and stuff like that. So I don't know. I mean, to be completely honest, no one's guessed it. So who was that again singing?
That was Urge Overkill.
And who did the original?
Neil Diamond.
Interesting.
Neil Diamond actually did a lot of songs back in the 60s, both actually recording and writing. Neil Diamond actually did Sleepy Jean.
Okay, yeah.
And a couple other songs that the Monkees did.
Interesting. Very interesting. By the way, in the chat room, Macadex says something about the fact that maybe I'll drown in holy water. I guess I would make that holy water boo cocky. Based on your definitions you typed in the chat room. Anywho, why don't we do one more, and then we'll cut. Then we'll start doing our mad props right after this one. So
yeah,
one
so
more.
What do you want to do?
Well, one I have queued up here is a, you know, the 500 Miles song.
Okay.
Originally done by, I want to say, the Proclaimers back in like 89, 88, maybe even a little later, maybe into the 90s.
Okay.
But this one is a pretty good cover I actually enjoy.
The Proclaimers were a Scottish duo from Scotland. What? It was informative.
As opposed to a Scottish duo from Florida.
Yeah, in that case it would be immigrants, not native sons.
Okay. Anyhow, this is the 500 Miles. Figure out who sings it.
If I get drunk, yes, I know I'm gonna be.
Okay, so that was the 500 miles, originally done by the Proclaimers. Anybody in the chat room have a guess as to who did this cover?
Joe Blow and the Turd Hurdler.
No. Why don't you close that? Yeah, thank you. No one got it. Oh, that's kind of depressing in a way, I guess. This one was Yeah, this one was done by Me First and the Gimme Gimmies.
Oh, yeah. Silly me.
Indie punk kind of a band.
Decent cover.
Actually, I liked it, you know, especially with the fact that they made fun of Haverin. Because, come on, no one knew. What the hell's a Haverin?
I go Haverin quite often.
See? What the fuck is that?
It's typically Haverin for me means walking the dog.
Okay. Hey, I think it's time, everybody. We need to acknowledge our listeners, although there's only a few in the chat room tonight.
Yeah, I guess, you know, you guys probably want to get acknowledged. I don't know why, but, yeah, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys, girls, children, and internet users of all ages, it is now time for us at Spank Wagon Radio to acknowledge you, the loyal, faithful listener, by giving you Mad Prime! Here we go again. Fuck that, I'm tired of listening to him. All right, what we're going to be doing is... Oh, thank Jesus. What we're going to do is acknowledge every one of you individually for your outstanding achievements in listening to our show. First up, let's give it to the man who was here before we were, because he's either at work or he actually likes to the show and is addicted. Let's give it up to Ikari Work!
Mad props!
Next, he joins our chat room and he joins our show. He's an iMac user. Let's give it up for, well, hell, it's easy. iMac Attic!
Mad props!
Hey, he's new to the show. He's down in Guam. He wants a t-shirt. We don't really have t-shirts, but, you know.
Well, he's she. We don't know.
We know.
But,
well, they.
Neither the less.
Let's give Mad props to, I'm going to screw this up badly, LaRocker!
Mad props!
As the props go flinging away from you.
Dude, that was out of control props.
That was out of control props. All right, next. He joined the chat room. We appreciate it. Hey, he's smooth. He's
smooth.
Mad props! And that's your Mad Props. Like I said, relatively short week because everybody's either recovering or working on Black Friday.
That's right.
Hopefully everybody had a good Thanksgiving.
Go ahead and indulge yourself a little bit more. And that's good. Okay.
No. I think you're up next with the next cover song.
Ah, yes. I have various cover songs from various people.
All right.
I have different ones here. How about we go ahead and just go on beyond the 80s once again? I don't know. Do you want happiness or do you want depression?
Let's go depression.
Okay, good. Depression, yay. Everybody knows my story about Ives back in high school.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who was completely fascinated with Karen Carpenter. He had a little shrine of Karen Carpenter in his eyeglass case.
Weird.
He had this newspaper clipping of a picture of Karen Carpenter, and he posted it. He pasted it inside his eyeglass case,
mm-hmm.
and wrote like "Karen Carpenter lives" and drew a frame of skulls around it. It was fucking weird, man. So, but by the same token, apparently the Carpenters have a few covers of their own songs done by more contemporary bands.
Interesting. Okay.
And this is one such cover. If somebody gets this, it's because they probably watched 120 minutes religiously as to who the band was. But this is the song "Superstar."
What the fuck was that?
That's a cover.
Who sang that one? That's not even worth a game. Who sang that shit? We just had someone from the green room come in here and threaten to kill us. Another person from the green room, you know, one of the studio trolls, had to go to the bathroom, puke the shit. I mean, that was a... Jesus! What in the hell? That
is Superstar by Sonic Youth.
That was Sonic Youth.
That's Sonic Youth. That's why I said, if you guys... were like vigilant watchers of 120 minutes back during like the 90s, you would have known that right away, dude. That song got the hell played out of it.
Good God.
We had a request for track two.
I don't believe it. Who requested track two?
I want to say it was, Akari.
Akari.
You want to play a little track two?
Let's play a little track two.
All right, this will be worse than that. This is yet another cover of track two.
I'm dying are the best I've ever had. The
find it hard to tell you.
You know, I can't even handle a cover of a cover of a cover
you guys, hey,
of this song.
The listeners asked for it. That was the request.
That was the someone actually requested track two. Now, track two, as everybody knows, is the cover of the Tears for Fears song. But this is a cover of a cover of the Tears.
You can hear that guy sound. That guy sound.
Pathetic.
He's waiting for the cure that's never going to come. By the way, just to let everybody know, I have a. Since it is not a cover, it will not get played tonight. But I have found the most depressing song for me. And that's going to come up on a future show.
Yeah, we'll have to take care of that in a future.
Like maybe a month or two or something we do our... Because we've been asked before to do a show for depression.
Yeah, we have.
We're going to do a Kill Yourself Spank. And yes, track two will be there, but so will be the most depressing song
for me. The most depressing songs ever. By the way, you are listening to...
Spank Wagon Radio, only available at spankwagon.net
and
on the interweb.
Yeah, by the way, we already did Mad Props, Dead Celebrity, so now just sit back and enjoy the tunes and relax. The next one I got up actually...
But be happy after
that. Be happy, please, everyone. What we got coming up next here is actually Holiday in Cambodia, as everybody knows, is a Dead Kennedy song. This is actually a cover of a Dead Kennedy song. So, we're going to go ahead and let me make sure I'm ready there. And
I hope it's not the cover I'm thinking of.
It may be. It very well may be, but hey, enjoy somewhat.
Okay, let's go ahead and let's hear it.
Holiday in Cambodia.
Ah, yes, I feel I must go into vacation right now.
To Cambodia?
Indeed.
All right.
Now I'm thinking maybe these guys are a little, a little depressed right now. We've been playing depressing kind of music.
Well, we've been playing
Let's
that shit that you have.
I have something that will cheer you guys up.
Oh, God.
Same band, but completely happy.
Wait, which band? Oh, wait,
this is another Carpenters cover.
It's another. Oh God, not another Carpenters cover.
Yeah, this is totally
working. This is getting overdone like Tom Jones.
Not yet. Hold on. That's the opposite. Tom Jones is covering other people, not having his shit copied.
That's a good point.
Okay, everybody, prepare to be happy. This is.
Is this so happy whether you like it or not?
Yes.
Oh.
You can tell right away. I couldn't include Shiny Happy
People. Okay, that just made me fucking sick. What the hell are you doing downloading... Well, Ikari got it right. Bjork. Okay, yes. What the fuck is right? What the fuck? Okay? What...
This is actually...
I'm almost speechless, aside from the necessity to start swearing like a...
Back before Bjork set off on her solo career, she was with a little band called the Sugar Cubes up in Iceland, and that is one of the covers they did together. So yes, you are correct that Bjork was singing on that.
We'll just call Bjork. I mean, I don't think the Sugar Cubes ever make it big enough for us to care. It's like a lot of my covers. A lot of my covers are done by punk bands and indie rock bands and people no one's ever heard of ever. Anywho, speaking
you
of
like
which,
that song.
Oh, that was nauseating.
Bullshit. You don't like it because that's the kind of crap that'll get stuck in your head.
Yes, that is the kind of crap that'll get stuck in my head. You know, I'll be sitting there, shit, I don't need that.
That's great. Now I can strike back at you.
For, well, potato or for...
I'll start singing this whenever I feel the need to anger you.
Right. Well, anyhow, why don't we go ahead and clip to mine.
Okay.
Just enjoy. You're listening to...
Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at
spankwagon.net.
Yep, Ghostbusters. Yep. So
and who sung such a melodious?
It's actually a group called Vomitron.
Vomitron.
It was not Marilyn Manson, as Akari wanted to guess.
Yeah, I think I have Vomitron doing some Contra covers.
They probably do. I think that's what they're more known for is video game covers. Actually playing the video games on real instruments instead of MIDI files. Why don't we go ahead and just blast right into the next one?
Yeah, some angry for you guys because you guys didn't appreciate Bjork. So here we go. Yeah, that was a quick song.
Very quick song. And, of course, we have Akari slam dancing and Smoothie asking, what the fuck?
That was Take This Job and Shove It.
Sung by?
I'll give you a hint. They're no longer alive. They had a compound.
What? No, I don't think so.
Well, who they're named after. I Dead Kennedys.
Jeez, where the hell did you get the compound from? God, I know history. I got to see.
Yeah, of course I know history, because I looked up the world on Vegas Hosting.
Here we go again. All right. Well, you had something else. Do you want me to play mine?
Go ahead, play yours.
Go ahead and play mine, he says. All right.
Go ahead, play some from your collection.
Well, since they weren't...
My library. Since they did not really appreciate what we were doing with the happy songs, we will now make them feel miserable.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine. That way it starts with an earthquake. Birds, snakes, and aeroplanes. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a freaking game with the near self-turned world with its own needs. Tell me, save your own hands. Speed it up and not speak. Got no speak. The letter from the platter with the fear of fight down. Like fire in a fire. Represents the southern neck. And the government for hiring a combat site. Listen, what's coming in a hurry with the fury shooting down your neck. Too much human border traffic jump. Get the problem with that low plane. Flying that.
Of the world as we know it, I feel fine.
I missed a part.
You missed
it. I missed a part.
You
shame on me.
The part. Very much shame on you indeed.
I mean, I was like, yeah, we could go, Leonard Bernstein, you know, the only lyric that anyone can actually spit out, and I missed it.
Yeah, for shame on you. I have a couple different more songs. I have one song I'd like to kind of close the show with right there, but we're not quite there yet.
Yeah, actually, we're right there.
You really want me to close
we're
off
We're right there, yeah.
Right now.
Let that be the last cover we do for the show.
Okay, well, folks, this has been Spankwagon Radio.
Well, we'll get to the closure in a minute.
All
right,
all right, this seems more appropriate. We should close on this song, but... Okay, anyhow, this is going to be our final cover of the night right here. This is something which is very... Oh, apparently Deep Blue Sea is from Newfoundland. They are not from Utah, as previously thought by myself. Okay, here is our final cover of the evening. So crank your speakers right there and...
Unless you're iMac addict and you don't have good speakers.
And let your ears bleed. Here we go. Thank you.
Right on my way. Sung by?
Sung by Sid Vicious.
Well, actually, wasn't that just Sex Pistols?
No, I believe it is specifically Sid Vicious when he kind of did a brief split from the Sex Pistols and did a little solo work. That's why.
Oh, okay. Got it. Makes sense.
I could be wrong, so if I am, by all means, please correct me.
Correct him so he can ignore you anyway and say it wrong again later. Why don't we go ahead and do the wrap-up?
Okay, fine. I guess if you really...
It's time to end the show. We got to move over, you know? Just play the goddamn song. You're right. This doesn't fit.
I told you it didn't fit.
You got something that does fit?
I might. Let's go ahead. Let's fade out of this.
That sucked.
Yeah, I told you. Let's see. Where was that song? I had a decent song here. Continue speaking.
Well, we got to hurry.
Well, I got done. Oh, wait. Hold on. I got
I work well under pressure. Scream.
Wait, I got I think I got hold on. Hold on.
Jesus, you're stammering horrible. Yeah. Click the link. Yada, wada, yada.
Ha! Yes. And this shall be a good song. And all shall rejoice.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at
spankwagon.net.
I want to say a big thank you to everybody who came out in the droves tonight to listen to us play bad cover songs.
And a couple of good ones.
I want to say a big thank you to all of our syndicators. Let's start off with planetradio.us, radio306.com, and of course the mothership, lvrocks.com. Also want to say a big thank you to arsanime.com and leftwingarmy.com. Funny how that worked out. Don't forget to tune in next Friday to listen to Spank Wagon Radio. We'll return to the normal clusterfuck conversation of 2 hours. For your hosts, I'm Trencher.
I, of course, am the irrefutable and infamous Claude Balls.
Remember to check out our website at
spankwagon.net, as if you hadn't heard it enough already.
Because we're whores, and we gotta say it again. Where?
At spankwagon.net, or if you prefer, full kind of protocol. It would be HTTP, which stands for Hypertext Transfer Protocol, /www, which stands for World Wide Web, .spankwagon.net.
Alrighty, so we'll chat with you again next week.
That, of course,
again, I'm
is
Trench.
Correct. I, of course, am Claude Balls. We've been your host for this evening's show.
Have a good night.
Have a good evening. Thank you.